Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, your statutory deductions, S01 for May 2018, is due on Thursday, June 14, 2018. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ is also reminding you that the following taxes are due on Friday, June 15, 2018. Second quarter estimated income tax. First quarter self-employed statutory payments. First half of the minimum business tax payment of $30,000. Remember, use the online option which facilitates the filing and payment of all major tax types. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica. On Get the Facts this week, we tell you how to register with the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities. The Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD, provides a variety of services to protect the rights of persons with disabilities, PWDs, and promote their independence and inclusion in every aspect of national life. Registering with the JCPD is free, and all persons with disabilities are encouraged to join to make planning for and mobilizing members of the community more efficient. Executive Director of the JCPD, Dr. Christine Hendricks, says registering is a two-part process.
There is a medical verification of the disability that has to take place with a medical professional. And so the medical report form for that first aspect of the registration is also available on the JCPD website or at its head office at 18 Rupert Road or through the Ministry of Labour parish offices or the NIS offices, popularly called NIS offices across the island.
Depending on the disability, specific medical professionals are required to complete the form. For example, if a person has intellectual or development challenges, a clinical psychologist would be required, whereas if a person has a mental illness, then a psychiatrist would be required to complete the form. Dr. Hendricks says, registration is not automatic, however. Therefore, the medical report is a vital part of confirming that a person is disabled.
Some persons think they have a disability, but they actually do not. So it's actually a permanent condition, not a temporary condition. So it's persons who have a permanent physical, intellectual, mental, or sensory impairment.
Okay.
And those are the persons that we register.
Once the medical form is completed, persons would need to bring in the form along with a passport-sized picture, TRN, birth certificate, and national ID.
Government does provide information to do the second part, which is the collection of information on themselves, name, address, occupation, if any, school, if they're ever been, their medical facility, what are the challenges that they've had, what are the services that they would require, what are their career goals, and so on, just, you know, demographic information on persons with disabilities we collect as part of our registration process.
Executive Director of the JCPD, Dr. Christine Hendricks. After the information is collected, it is entered into the JCPD system, where it is kept confidential. It is then processed, and persons are presented with an identification card. This card can be used to prove that someone is registered as a person with a disability, entitling them to access certain benefits, including concessionary bus fares in the Kingston metropolitan area and St. Catherine, grant funding for income-generating projects, and training in independent living skills. For information on the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, visit their website at jcpdja.com. You may also contact 876-968-8373. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. That's it for Get the Facts this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.